I want to cover something that I think is really important today. You know, we've come a long way. Those of you who remember when we very first began our Find Your Limitless campaign and how important that is, and we've talked about, you know, the power of finding your limitless and our pack power, making things really simple, and our packs are all the same price, $175 wholesale, right? Everybody can remember that price. $185 for customers on AutoShip, $195 retail. It's really easy. Just mark it up $10 at a time. And then we started building some of our explainer videos for those packs. And we have fantastic tools with our explainer videos. And we have some what I call appetizers. Right, appetizer videos. All right, we have a 90-second video that's just about the limitless business. That's the little girl with her shoes, and it really doesn't have any words, but boy, it leaves an impression. And don't forget that we have that, and put it in there as an appetizer for people. Or our 90-second Thrive video. It's a great appetizer video that all lead up to that one thing. And we've refined our That One Thing video. We have a bullet point transition guide that you can learn. And I know Cindy talked about that on her training call on Thursday with our SIP process. You know, go through that transition guide, make those words your own, and transition into the Limitless Demonstrator or having them be a customer just by asking a simple on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? And then, of course, we have our ramp-up bonuses and the trainings. We have our daily leadership call. We're all building toward the fly-in. And so we kind of have a modus operandi, right? We know what we're going to do. I was thinking back to, you know, Steve and I, we know Eric Worre. We sat on the beaches at the Grand Wailea. We shared some really great space with Eric. And, of course, he's gone on to do some amazing things for the Network Marketing Channel. But he talks about massive action and your daily mode of operation. And I think there's some real good sniglets there. And basically, one of the things he says is, you know, what do I do as a network marketing person? What am I going to do? And it's really, he's saying, if you really want some good action and momentum in your business, you have to start 1,000 conversations, right? And you have to keep those conversations going. Because if you, in your brain, say, I'm going to start 1,000 conversations, you know, maybe that's one a day or two a day. Might take you a couple of years to get through that. But if you start those conversations and you keep those conversations going, you have a steady stream of opportunities that will arise to introduce your product and your business to those people. Right? It's all about talking to people. It's all about finding what they want. And there's going to come a point in time, you know, and we teach this in our daily leadership call. There will an opportunity will arise during your forming conversations, family, occupation, recreation, money. What you know, all those good questions, and what you're really looking for is, you know, why they would want to be a part of your limitless business. You know, you're really looking for, you know, who's your target market. It's people who have a reason to make money. Right? And there's all kinds of reasons that people are going to want to make money, but you need to find that reason that they want to make money when you're looking for your business partners. And so there's going to come a point in time when they're going to say, when you're forming them, and we say this right in our training, you know, they're going to ask you, well, what do you do? What's up with you? And if you don't know their why yet, you want to turn that conversation back to them. But there's going to come a point in time when people are going to ask you what you do. And I want to give you a little sniglet today that will help you, and I want you to write this down because this will help you, because you are looking for people who have a reason to make money. That's what you're looking for. But how do you tell people that's what you're looking for without making it all about you? You want to make it all about them. And so I want you to write this down. I help blank to blank so they can feel blank. I help blank to blank so they can feel blank. Now, what is that? That tells everything about what we do, guys. First of all, every time I hear Steve talk, when he's training or I hear him on the phone or I see him up on stage, I get a feeling, and I know I'm married to him, but I wasn't always married to him before I knew him as a trainer or as a leader or as a network marketer or as a person who is chemically imbalanced to the positive. And every time I hear him, I walk away with a feeling. And when I talk to people, they say, gosh, I want to feel how I feel or how I felt when Steve was on stage sharing a training. I want to feel how I feel when I talk to him in the morning on the morning calls, right? It's a feeling. And feelings are the secret, guys. You want to have people feel their way into building this business. You know, when you're going to share a pack, you just don't want to say, hey, I can help you lose weight. You want to say, hey, I know you told me you have your reunion coming up. You know, well, I can help you lose that weight that you want to lose so that when you go to that reunion, you're going to feel like $1 million, right? I can help you. And so that's when it's a customer, it's, you know, I help people who want to lose weight finally get that weight off so that they feel like $1 million at their reunion or that they can pick up their grandkids or they can chase their grandkids around, right? But when it comes to business, you want to say, I can help, you know, moms make money at home so they don't feel guilty leaving their kids going to work. Or I can help teachers have a part-time job so that they have something to do during the summers and make extra money. Or I can help teachers save for their college education because maybe on a teacher's salary they can't make that so that they can actually put their kids to school and know and feel great that they've got that taken care of. Or I help, you know, maybe it's chiropractors. I help chiropractors, you know, make extra money so that they don't rely on, you know, the physicality of helping their clients. Or I help dentists pay off their school loans so that they can save for their retirement and feel safe that they've got retirement taken care of. I help artists make a steady income so that they aren't a starving artist, don't feel like they're a starving artist anymore. I help contractors who hang sheetrock all day, every day, build a different kind of income stream so that if they want to help their families put sheetrock up, great, but they're not hurting their bodies all day, every day. How many times have I heard Liz or Pam say, you know what, I realized that I couldn't stand on my feet all day and help people feel beautiful. Although I loved it, I knew I couldn't do that forever. So I help people who are standing on their feet all day in a salon, I help them create a secondary income, a different income, so that their bodies don't wear out and they can still do what they love. And think about that. Liz still does one day a week. She does what she loves one day a week. Pam still does what she does one day a week. And so I help blank to blank so they can feel blank. There's a million things you can do. It's not just I can help people who want to make more money, even though that's what you're looking for. But you help them because you know how that's going to help them feel. And so I just wanted to put that out there that when people ask you what you do, you know, work on what your statement is. But if you can personalize that statement to that person that you are talking, that's even more powerful. It's one thing to say, I help people become better storytellers and make money doing at it. That's a great, you know, high level, you know, telling your story about your product, or I help people feel better. You know, we always say, you know, when we ask people what they want to do, I help people look better, feel better, and go better or do better, right? Or I help people die young as late as possible. Or if you want to get sassy, I help people kick grandma gravity to the curb. Those are all great things when you're looking for customers. But if you're looking for business people, you got to dig to those bigger reasons. You're trying to find those people who are ready right now that have a reason to make money, and then you're going to help them get there. You know, I help people like you who haven't saved for retirement. Or I help executives, corporate executives, fire their boss and spend more time with their kids like they want to, right? And if you're forming people, you're going to find that point in time when people ask what you do. You can say, I would love to share what I do, but let me ask you something about you first. Make it all about them while you're forming those relationships, and when the time arises, when you know exactly how they feel, then you're going to be able to customize when you say, what do I help people do? And so, you know, let's run at that, guys. Let's really run at I help people to blank. I help blank to blank so they can feel blank. And remember, it's all about how people are going to feel. When someone walks away from a conversation with you, do they feel better than when they started? And if they do, you've done your job for the day. So that's all I have for you today, Steve. I'll turn it back to you to tie a bow.